we can improve the safety and comfort of bicycle facilities, we may get more people to use their bikes.
That's Brandon Russo, Associate Professor of Civil Engineering at Northern Arizona University. He's been helping test sensors that Chen Sing Ho, Associate Professor of Civil Engineering, Construction Management, and Environmental Engineering at NAU, and a team of students have been working on to help improve biking conditions. Amid the rise in connecting tech to cars, they noticed a lack of tech for bikes. So,
we thought that would be a good opportunity for us to start a project that we study how do we connect those bicycles to a network for cyclists.
So this team created a sensor that gets attached to a bike, then connects to a mobile app.
We're using an Arduino as the microcontroller, basically, so it's like the brain of the system.
That's Joshua Garrett, an electrical engineering student who worked on the sensor.
And then we have a GPS chip and an accelerometer chip as well. The accelerometer is actually how you detect all the bumps in the road. So if there's a crack or like a stick that you run over.
And when you do,
it has an X, Y, and Z axis. So however you run over it, those axes will change. You'll be able to see like how big of an obstacle it is based on the fluctuation.
The information is collected and shows up on a mobile app the team developed in the form of a map. Yifei Zhang, another student involved with the project, worked on developing the app for Apple and Android.
We're doing this project to show people where is a bump so the government or the clients will know there is a bump they need to fix, or there's a very big bump so you need to watch out.
Part of the team's goal is to make things safer for those who already use biking as a way to get around, and make it a more appealing option for those who don't yet.
Particularly during pandemic, most of people are scared of taking public transit. Our product could be one of solutions. If we can provide safer, informed cycling environment that the people are willing to use cycling as their daily transportation mode.
Sharing the data their sensors collect could have applications even outside of what's useful to cyclists.
Our next goal is to help government to maintain some of that area, especially for individuals with disability.
Specifically, he says, for those who use mobility devices like wheelchairs, poorly maintained sidewalks can affect how they get around. And it's not just them that could use a heads up on where obstacles on the sidewalk are, but also,
if you travel with baby or elder, that one will put potential risks for them.
And in the future, Ho says the hope is to get this kind of sensor to be used overseas and to create a version of the sensor that would be embedded into the frame of a bike itself instead of just being attached.
So you just ride it and also collect data at the same time.
Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.